News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and very excited to have Ms. Tasca King here with us this morning to talk about ADX Digital.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, everything's cooler online.
That's true. That's very true.
So we're going to talk about digital, which is online.
This is online. So I told her that I'm not really a tech guru person, so talk to me like a person doesn't know very much about tech, which is the truth. Tell me a little bit, what does that mean, digital, ADX Digital? What do you do?
We help build out campaigns and then implement campaigns for businesses, local businesses, that are online campaigns. So these are going to be ads that you would show to your prospect via their phone, their computer, tablet, anything that is online. And that would also include streaming for OTT, which is over the top. That's basically TV ads for streaming.
Okay.
Versus running a TV ad with a local TV station.
Gotcha.
So anything to do with advertising that is run through the internet is what we do.
And do you offer, say, a whole package that includes all different pieces that you've just talked about?
We do. Everything is packaged based on the products, and I thought we could start today by talking about the products that we offer.
Okay.
First of all, you've seen these ads. You see them all the time. Sometimes you may not even know you're seeing an ad.
Okay.
Which, subliminally, that's great because they get a message into your brain before you say, oh, that's an ad, and discount it. We don't want the public to discount the ads. We want to get the message into the consumer's psyche so that it's there, and hopefully they'll remember it when they need your product.
Right, right.
So I'm going to talk to you, Meg, like you're a new business.
Okay. Tasca, tell me what I need to do.
Okay.
I want to promote my business. What do I need to do? How can you help me?
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you, have you been doing any kind of marketing where you utilize any online capabilities?
Just for fun, I'm going to say no. I've only done paper ads, let's say, or print ads or something.
A lot of people will say, well, we do Facebook.
Oh, yes, of course.
And that's great. A lot of people will boost a post on Facebook, and that's part of the advertising. It is a very, very, very small part of what's available to do on Facebook. Social media advertising, there are certain things that if you are just scratching the surface and that's all you're doing, you're reaching a very small number of people. If you've got someone on your staff or if you're very tech savvy and you are doing your own actual social media campaigns, then you're reaching even more people. But if you work with a company like ours that has access to Facebook and Instagram through the back door, then we can reach even more people. So, and that's the whole purpose, is you want to reach the people. So the first thing when I meet with a client, a new prospect, especially if they've done no digital advertising at all, is I talk about what do you want your message to be. And once we get that nailed down, then I'm going to say, tell me about your prospect. Who is your prospect? Where do they live? What are their hobbies? What kind of behaviors does someone, and when I say behavior, I mean their online behavior, would someone do or take part in that would make you think they're a prospect?
So you're profiling the person that your prospect is trying to reach with the advertising.
Exactly. So first of all, we're going to start with the geography. You know, some businesses will say, I only want to advertise to someone within 5 miles of my business. But then other businesses are going to say, I want to advertise to anybody in the county. Or I want to advertise to anybody in the state. We can do all of that. We can get it down to a 1 mile radius, we can get down to a zip code, or we can make it as broad as you want to make it.
That's amazing, really.
It really is. And then the next thing is going to be, how are we going to target these people? We're going to use the targeting strategies to get to them. The first one being behavior categories. So say, for example, you're a shoe store. So, and most of what you sell are running shoes. Then that right there tells me, well, you want someone who's athletic or at least wants to be athletic. you want someone who's in the market to buy tennis shoes or sneakers. You want someone who may be in the market to buy athletic wear, whether it's jogging pants or yoga pants or whatever. Anything that would cause someone to maybe be a prospect for a new pair of tennis shoes, we're going to find a whole list of behaviors to profile that person. Then once we come up with the list of behaviors, we're going to talk about the other targeting strategies. Those strategies are keyword strategies. Talk about that in just a minute. Artificial intelligence, which is using machine learning to find other prospects that we may have missed. And then retargeting. Let's go back to keyword for a second. Keywords, that is not pay-per-click.
Okay.
That is, say you're thinking about getting engaged. So you have Googled engagement rings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would tell someone, hey, this person's interested in looking at rings. So we will connect the keyword in rings or the phrase engagement rings to start showing that person your ads if you're a jeweler and you sell engagement rings.
Which is why on Facebook, occasionally if I'll do something like that, then all of a sudden I'll have 10 shoe advertisements
exactly.
for running shoes. If I say I'm thinking about running. I'm thinking about
That's
taking
exactly.
up running.
That's exactly what that is. And then, of course, retargeting is when someone has been to your website and they didn't make a purchase or set an appointment or whatever the goal is that you want them to do, is we want to continue to show them your ad after they leave the website and follow them around. We don't stalk. It's not stalking.
To clarify.
It's in the advertising business, we call this frequency.
There you go. I like that much better.
Yes, it's frequency. I mean, you know, I did radio for many years before I even learned the digital world. And in radio, you wouldn't just buy one commercial to advertise your business and then expect a bunch of people to
That's
show
right.
up.
That's right.
You've got to do a schedule of commercials or multiple commercials, because on average, someone needs to see your commercial or hear your commercial 3 times before they'll get it. So that's what retargeting does. That gets your message in front of them additional times after they're learning about you or a product that you are selling or services that you have, and remind them of what you're all about. And after that 3rd time, it's a light bulb's going to start going off, and that's when they really become a prospect.
So interesting. We're going to continue our conversation with Tasca with ADX Digital. You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have some questions for Tasca, be sure and send them to us. You can either call in or text at 850-437-1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Man, packed show today. We had Governor DeSantis on to talk about Amendments 3 and 4. We had Ryan Jenkins on to give us an update on farm conditions in North Santa Rosa County. Obviously talked about the UWF blowout win 70-0 over Erskine. And, of course, the SNL controversy over Equal Time by NBC for the Trump campaign after Kamala Harris appears. And the ridiculous allegations that Donald Trump engaged in some threat against Liz Cheney. Catch all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4. We could have
had it going. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Give us a call or text us at 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and I'm here this morning with Tasca King, who's talking about ADX Digital. And I'm actually getting a little PhD here and educated on how all this
works.
We're
going to digital school today.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this with me.
Okay, so we talked about the four main targeting strategies. Again, those are behavior categories, and that's based on what people do online and what you leave breadcrumbs of what you're doing anytime you go online. So whether you're just window shopping or really shopping for something, then you could be targeted as being a prospect by that, whatever you're looking for. And then we talked about artificial intelligence and machine learning. And again, that is just basically finding throughout your time online, you may not show an interest in a particular product, but because of what you do, there might be reason to believe that you still might be a prospect for a certain product.
Interesting.
So they kind of get what we're missing otherwise. Then retargeting is following people around, and showing the ad and getting the frequency for your commercial or your ad rather. And then, of course, keyword targeting. The other ones that we have are address matching. So if you've got a list of prospects that you want to target to, we can take that list and match it up and go strictly to that list. And whether it's a list of email addresses, physical addresses, or phone numbers, we can match it up that way and create a campaign against your prospect list.
Well, that's
great.
Or it
could be your customer base.
That's great.
And then we'll take it... And the next step is to do a lookalike list. And that's kind of similar to like with the AI, and doing a lookalike list might be reaching other people in your neighborhood that are in your same age category or your prospect's age category, whatever that neighborhood is. It could be a number of things. It could just be people that have similar demographics as the person on your list, and we'll match it up, do a lookalike list that way. But anyway, to start with a target list, that's another really cool way to have a good targeting strategy for a campaign. And then last but not least is one that we've probably heard a lot about, and a lot of times people get it mixed up, but that is geofencing.
I have heard of geofencing, okay. So can you explain that?
Sure. There's and people get it mixed up when they get mixed up geofencing and geotargeting. So let's talk about that, the differences between the two for a second. Geofencing is when you actually draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. That could be a store. It could be a neighborhood. It could be an area like downtown Pensacola during Foo Foo Fest where you want to reach a bunch of people who love the arts and love entertainment. And we're going to serve ads to people when they're inside there, and then we can follow them when they go outside. That's geofencing. Geotargeting is when we start out with on the ground floor with the area that you want to target in. Like I spoke about at the very beginning of the show, you want to start out with those zip codes, with the counties, with the cities, whatever your area is that you want to target. That's geotargeting. Every campaign we do starts with geotargeting.
And that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Because you may have a great product, but do you want to reach somebody that, is in Atlanta? Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. So we want to keep those ads within this area,
and so
within the area that you want it to be in.
It's being smart. Yeah, being smart about absolutely. Who you're targeting and where.
And that's the great thing about digital is that you are going to reach people who we already have a reason to believe are your prospect. As opposed to just blanket at throwing ads out there and hoping that, you know, it's like throwing spaghetti on a wall. Hopefully it'll stick.
Right. And that's such a good being that with what you do and how you can advise people, then you're really being a steward of their money because
exactly.
then their dollar is going to its maximum benefit instead of just kind of throwing it out there, like you said, hoping it sticks.
Right.
This way you really are getting smart about who you're reaching out to, which is what is so amazing about Facebook and digital and being online.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk real quick about the products that we actually utilize with our advertising or with our digital campaigns. The first one is display advertising. That's your basic old school banner ad. But the difference is we're not just putting a banner ad on somebody's website. That's the old school way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is putting the banner ad in front of your prospect, whether they're on a cell phone, whether they're on their laptop or a desktop computer, or if they're on their tablet. Wherever they are, we can put an ad in front of them as long as, A, they match the criteria to be your prospect, and, B, they're online.
Mm-hmm.
And put those together, and we're going to get your message in front of them. The next one that we have, of course, is Facebook and Instagram. Like I said earlier, there's so many different ways to advertise with Facebook and Instagram, and they're all at different a bunch of different price points. But we our campaigns take it a little step further than probably what most businesses or business marketing people can do from their desk at their office.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute to hear more about the different products that are available. This is Pep Talk with Meg. If you want to give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a minute.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing all things Thanksgiving, Atlas Beverage Class, flavors that forge the South dinner at Jackson's, Burger and Brew at Atlas, and Angelina's new fall menu debut, along with holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and I'm here this morning with Tasca King talking about ADX Digital. If you have some questions, you can text those to 850-437-1620. So we're talking about the different products that you have. So
Right. So I'm going to continue talking about the static products today, basically like just a picture ad, just a plain ad, and then next week we'll talk about video, okay?
Okay, that sounds
so
good.
So in addition to what we already talked about, which was display and then Facebook, Instagram, we can also do native ads, and the difference, native ad is very, very similar to display. The only thing is you don't create a visual of the ad. we take elements of the ad and then we let the computer create the ad, because we want that ad is going to look like the content of what the consumer is reading. So it's really, really cool.
That's almost kind of scary in a way, isn't it?
But it's not scary. The whole purpose is to get the ad to look like the content that you're reading, so it doesn't look so much like an ad. Again, the subliminal thing.
Right, that's true.
One of our other most popular products is Native Conquesting. Native Conquesting utilizes that geofencing targeting. All ads are shown on phones, and it just really kind of takes that whole geofencing to the next level by getting people when they are physically somewhere shopping before they make that decision.
That's exciting.
That's a big deal. We also have a social mirror. That's our other most popular product. Social mirroring is taking a post that you've put on your Facebook or Instagram or several other. We've got up to 8 different social platforms that we can do this with. We take that and we take it off the platform or copy it. We don't take it off the platform. We copy it, mirror the image, and we put it out in the wild. Again, this is the subliminal thing, because they're scrolling through, they're reading an article, and all of a sudden they see this ad and they think, oh, I'm on Facebook. No, you're not really on Facebook, but you're seeing an ad that looks a lot like Facebook, and now we have your attention.
Very clever. Very clever.
So it's really cool. And again, that's probably our best performing product that we have.
That's the social mirroring
product. It performs activity-wise so much better for our clients than they all do great, but that one does super great. And then we also have opportunities within Amazon, which is a really cool thing. Amazon has got dozens of partners that partner sites, so we advertise within their realm of their partnerships.
Well, we are now out of time. But we've been talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. Who should they call to get in touch with someone?
And ask for the sales department or Jeff Wayne, and that number is 850-262-6000.
You've been listening to Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3.